it's from Granite Hills, and I keep calling it AHAC, and Mary keeps correcting me, it's MHAC. So if I say AHAC, please correct me, but MHAC. So any feedback from, again, we had meetings after each visit, we had meetings after each visit, so we could just kind of process what we saw and what we thought, or how we felt as community members that maybe there were some things that was lacking within the facilities. So if we can have a discussion about that, and then we can move on most likely to the next agenda item as well. So this is open discussion for us as well. Any thoughts? Let's start with MHEC, Emergency Center. Oh, council members.
John Griffith.
Thank you, John.
I was concerned about the ability to handle the numbers at the emergency impact, and I'm a little concerned whether they're going to be able to handle the caseload that will be coming. And we'll have time, will tell, but I'm concerned.
Okay. Anyone else? Because this is just kind of, it's going to bleed into the recommendations, but I just wanted to have, like, we can continue the discussion after we move to agenda item 4. So any thoughts? Council member, somebody has their mic on.
Can you hear me, Brenda?
Who?
This is Trina.
Is this Trina? Yes. Can everyone hear Trina?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm main concern with the emergency room, and I think it's on our agenda item. It's just the whole intake process. The whole setup. I'm just, like, really concerned about those areas, but I see that. Those are, like, some of the questions that we propose.
Absolutely. So even with that, wait a second, I'm just kind of reading this update. Okay. All right, so we can talk about, I'm sorry, we can definitely talk about, Darianne, should you move us to 4 so we can talk about the recommendation letter, and then we can talk about some of the issues that we felt
No
were
problem.
Necessary.
No problem.
Yes.